Nolte, Cenk Uygur exposes media's Biden is still sharp gaslighting campaign. By John Nolte on March 5, 2020. Young Turks founder and co-host Cenk Uygur fears the ongoing media cover-up of Joe Biden's mental decline will ensure Donald Trump's re-election. In the wake of Biden's shocking Super Tuesday comeback, Uygur, a passionate Bernie Sanders supporter, lashed out at the establishment media, not only for covering up what he describes as Biden's lies, but the fact that Biden is either near senile, or actually senile. Biden is either near senile, or actually senile. Watch any of the tapes. Biden lies nonstop. He's going to get caught, Uygur told his online audience, adding, okay, the media is covering for him. But they're not going to be able to cover when the Republicans come for him, and when Trump comes for him. Uygur cited a specific example, Biden's utterly bizarre claim he had been arrested in South Africa 30 years ago to show his support for Nelson Mandela. On at least three occasions in the days leading up to Super Tuesday, Sanders told this lie. Joe Biden did not get arrested with Nelson Mandela, Uygur accurately pointed out. Who makes up a lie like that? An incredibly stupid person makes up a lie like that. An incredibly immoral person makes up a lie like that. In some places, Uyghur's monologue is being characterized as a meltdown, but it's really not. He's obviously frustrated over Bernie's loss. Especially after being so certain the Jurassic Marxist had it in the bag. But he is not melting down, just passionate and frustrated. Watch for yourself. Here are some of the highlights. I know the progressive base and I know the establishment. And I know we're going to go to war, and a war like you've never seen because progressives online are not going to go quietly. They're not going to be like, oh, Joe Biden senile, we'll let it go. Joe Biden did not get arrested with Nelson Mandela. Who makes up a lie like that? An incredibly stupid person makes up a lie like that. An incredibly immoral person makes up a lie like that. Biden is not going to beat Trump. Biden is either near senile or actually senile. Watch any of the tapes. Biden lies nonstop. He's going to get caught. Okay, the media is covering for him. But they're not going to be able to cover when the Republicans come for him and when Trump comes for him. He's not going to beat Trump. The establishment candidate is less likely to beat Trump anyway. We just had 2016, the establishment candidate lost to a doofus like Trump. And now, here we go, an establishment candidate that is far worse, with his mental faculties under question. And you're going to run that guy against Trump? This is a rare moment, or maybe the first ever, where Uygur and conservative writer Ann Coulter agree. During her appearance on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight, author of Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind said, the media will protect Biden in a way that no Republican with that level of senile dementia that Biden has could run for president. The media is a powerful force, she added. They'll cover it up, they won't show us those. There is Twitter and Breitbart to get those things out. Biden has always been one to put his foot in his mouth. Nevertheless, there is no question he is not the man he was during his vice presidential days. He's physically frail, mentally frail, and there has even been a notable decline over the course of the Democrat primary. Running for president is exhausting, and I suspect Trump intends to do what he did to Hillary Clinton, which is to work his 2020 opponent, be it 77-year-old Biden, or 78-year-old Bernie, into the ground. The media can try to cover up Biden's cognitive decline, or try to spin it as something charming about good old Uncle Joe. But the media world is an entirely different place now. It's no longer 2008, where the media can cover up Barack Obama's troubling racial past, or in 2012 where they can cover up a Benghazi. The media bent over backwards in threes to cover up Hillary Clinton's 2016 health issues, and that cover-up failed. What's more, nothing changes the fact that when Biden is up on that stage, be it at a debate or rally, it's just him and him alone. And as we have seen over the past few months, this almost always results in disaster. Keep the following in mind. One of the reasons Biden sailed through Super Tuesday was the lack of media focus on him the weeks prior. He'd been written off for dead, no one was paying much attention. So the troubling pileup of brain freezes he suffered during those crucial days, including the fantasy about being arrested, got almost no attention. That all changes now. And if he wins the primary, the spotlight will intensify even more, as will Trump's fearlessness when it comes to capitalizing on Biden's decline. And if the fake news media don't want to cover it, new media and social media will be happy to step in. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.